Today on the Interlochen Collection, we'll take a trip to the ballet as Interlochen students perform music of Russian, French, and American composers. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. We begin our trip to the ballet today with an opening scene from The Tale of Romeo and Juliet. Sergei Prokofiev composed this ballet, based on the play by William Shakespeare, in 1935. Prokofiev changed the ending, though, letting the two title characters live, because, as he said, the dead can't dance. But these changes were seen as being inconsistent with the current communist regime in the Soviet Union. Censors wouldn't allow the ballet to be performed until the original ending was restored. Over time, the various movements from Prokofiev's ballet have been put together as suites. Now, here's the opening scene from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, depicting a slowly awakening city. Christian Macellaru conducts the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in August of 2015. The Morning Dance from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in August of 2015, conducted by Christian Macellaru. On this edition of the Interlochen Collection, we're listening to ballet music. You can stream this and all of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio mobile app. Like Romeo and Juliet, the ballet Spartacus tells a tragic love story and became successful in the Soviet Union. This ballet is based on the historical tale of Spartacus, a gladiator who led a slave uprising in ancient Rome. Aram Khachaturian and Leonid Jakobson expanded it and created the tragic love story of Spartacus and Phrygia. Here's the Interlaken Symphonic Band to perform a suite from that ballet. This is a performance from August 3rd, 1970. It took place in Ann Arbor's Hill Auditorium under the direction of Butler Idol.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard three dance episodes from the ballet Spartacus by Aram Khachaturian. Music performed by Interlaken's National High School Symphonic Band in Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor, under the direction of Butler Idol, in August of 1970. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me here on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. So far in this episode, we've heard ballet music written by Russian composers living in the Soviet Union. Next, we'll hear music by a French composer written for a Russian ballet company that was based in Paris. I'm talking about Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, a ballet composed by Claude Debussy and choreographed by Vaslav Nijinsky for the Ballet Russe. Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun is based on a poem of the same name by Stéphane Mallarmé. The poem told the story of a young faun, that's F-A-U-N, the mythological half-man, half-goat, who, shall we say, devotes his time to the tireless pursuit of the company of nymphs. Nijinsky not only was the choreographer, but he also danced the title role himself at the premiere. And the production caused a bit of a stir with audiences because, well, it was pretty explicit about the faun's activities with the nymphs. Although not performed as a ballet much anymore, Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun has remained very popular as a concert piece. Here it is, performed in July of 1987 by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Henry Charles Smith conducts this performance in Kresge Auditorium. Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Claude Debussy. Henry Charles Smith conducted the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in July of 1987. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to ballet music. You can stream this and all our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio mobile app. We've been listening to ballet music performed by Russian companies today, and the last piece on the program is no exception. Agnes DeMille, the choreographer, worked for the Russian ballet company Ballet-Russe de Monte Carlo, the successor of the Parisian Ballet-Russe. For this company, DeMille commissioned Aaron Copland to write what would become one of the most iconic pieces of American music composed in the 20th century, the ballet Rodeo. Rodeo tells the story of a tomboy cowgirl in search of love. And excerpts of its score have been used everywhere from Spike Lee films to beef commercials. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in September of 2014, performing four dance episodes from Rodeo. Carolyn Watson conducts this performance in Corson Auditorium.
Thank you.
Four dance episodes from Aaron Copland's Rodeo. Carolyn Watson conducted the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in Corson Auditorium in September of 2014. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.